does create better developed, more effective employees, and genuinely improves our communities. I think Lord Nash said this is a real example of all aspects winning hugely. It supports Lloyd's mantra of helping Britain prosper. And I've mentioned this before, but if you think volunteering, and volunteering especially for being a school governor, is all about corporate social responsibility, you're really missing a trick. It goes much deeper than that for the employer, the employee, and the community. Thank you very much.
Have any questions that you want to raise? If you just raise your hand, and we've got some microphones on either side of the room.
Most of the businesses that you mentioned this morning are very large corporate entities. The majority of people in the east of England are employed in SMEs, and bearing in mind that schools are also themselves SMEs, how do we encourage more SMEs to release staff to share their expertise and experience within schools as governors?
Well, I think we... this probably has to be done, I mean, Nick will have a view. I think it needs to be done partly on a very, obviously, local basis between the head of the school, probably, and local businesses. I've seen really dynamic heads getting out and just approaching people from local businesses. What I've done with the schools I'm involved in, I find it's very difficult to get people from a zero position to being a governor in one move. So what you do is you invite them into the school to talk about a career, and you gradually, you introduce them to a few pupils who might then go and spend some time doing some work experience with them, and then slowly you try and get them involved in the school life, and from that kind of start, I think that's one way you can do it.
I think recognising, part of the Chamber of Commerce, recognising the skills development it brings individuals, it's, as an SME, the smaller the SME, the more limited the budget is probably for personal development and training and development of staff. So this is an incredible opportunity to develop your staff as an SME in a way that actually costs time as opposed to external resources and money. And I think the Chamber of Commerce has a really big part to play in getting that understanding across the community of SMEs.
Yeah, I might add to that. I mean, sort of the FSB, Federation of All Businesses, claim that something like 98% of people work for small and medium-sized companies. And, you know, particularly I was talking to a head of a school in Norwich, and particularly there, you know, you've got the NHS, you've got people, you've got universities, but on the whole, it's small businesses. You know, and they make a massive contribution. Now, the Chambers of Commerce was a corporate body when David Frost was there, you know, did an awful lot to actually get the message to Chambers of Commerce, partly because his wife was actually serving governor, and he saw, you know, why it was important. And I think there's more, you know, I mean, it might be able to do with the Chambers of Commerce. Obviously, you're representing one today, but, you know, I don't know, there's about 100, over 100 Chambers of Commerce. You know, we could maybe do more to get the message out to small businesses, to, you know, to through the FSB as well, to say this is a good, you know, it's, you know, lots of large companies have got big money to invest in schools in England and sponsor academies and so on. You know, little firms can't do that. They haven't got HR money, they haven't got that sort of things. But actually, they've got the capacity to make a real difference in school by getting involved in the governance. And actually, you know, if you're a small company, you know, with not a lot of money to spend, you can make a massive difference. You know, on the same scale as a very large corporate who can throw large sums of money at things. You know, so I think, you know, it's the same. You know, there's much, a small company can have just as much impact as a large company.
And can I follow that on by saying, Jackie, you're such a good example of actually what us governors bring to the party. Because I think quite often people will talk about us as not being professionals. They'll talk about the educational professionals and then those poor old amateurs governors. But actually, they're people like you, Jackie, and they are, you know, people in this room who actually bring an awful lot, including links with employers, and that's really a call to all of us to make sure that we use those connections and networks that we all have through our professional life well, and I won't talk about it now, but I might get a chance to refer to it later. We have to be really careful about how we do that, because clearly there has been, you know, very high profile incidences of people doing that, bringing on their friends to governing boards in a way that was not helpful. But it's interesting, you mentioned the British Chambers of Commerce. They've got a relatively new policy manager there, and he came to Birmingham just this week. Oh, yesterday, Tuesday. It was Tuesday only. I met with me because he wants to get more involved with Inspiring Governors events. So the next one that Lord Nash has agreed to do is in North Lincolnshire. He's going to engage the Chambers of Commerce early on there. We've got other plans for you as well. We'd like you to come to St Helens, Birmingham. There's a lot going on in Birmingham. It would be a really good place to be. And then the last thing is, what research shows actually is Lord Nash talked about the joint survey we did with the University of Bath. Small businesses and indeed self-employed people, and I'm not, you know, I think there might be one or two of you in the audience as well. Self-employed people are incredibly good at volunteering, despite the fact that they are giving up income, most probably. And particularly when we look at chairs of governing bodies are disproportionately self-employed, and that is because they find it easier to manage their time. So certainly, and we again find that with small businesses, it's tough. If an employee needs to leave work at 3 o'clock because Ofsted has arrived and has to meet with you at 4 p.m. an hour's commute away. But actually, sometimes it's the small businesses that are quite good at saying, right, you know, get on that train now, you need to go. So sometimes the large businesses can learn from some of those practices.
Hello. My name is Zoe, I'm from Anglian Water. It's a question for Ian. You've obviously got some fantastic numbers of volunteers who are working for Lloyds and also governors. I'm wondering if you've got any specific sort of schemes or ways of going out to your employees to encourage them to become governors.
I think in terms of volume, it's easier for a larger organisation to embed a specific area of volunteering into a volunteering programme. We've had for many years a volunteering programme where Lloyds Bank allow staff a minimum of a day off per year to volunteer. I've been with a group for many years now, and predominantly that was used to volunteer for the staff to come up with projects that they wanted to do, build a team together. And I think it really was only when we met with ESCOS and recognised the wider benefits of volunteering as a school governor, that we really embedded that into the volunteering programme and has developed a portal whereby volunteering opportunities across the country can be advertised on there and staff can then apply for them. And the school governor charity ESCOS has access to that and can put vacancies in various parts of the country to ensure that the staff based there know that there is an opportunity. And also I think it's key that the line management and the individuals understand what the benefits are to them as an individual and to a line manager in terms of skills development. And with all of our volunteering opportunities now, our portal details some of those personal developments that you're likely to get out of that project.
Seems we have a theme around small businesses here. My name's Neville Gorn. I'm also chair of the Federation for Small Business for Kent. I'm chair of Swanley Chamber, and we are a very volunteering nation. The big society has always been there. We didn't need David Cameron to tell us, actually. Ian, you've sort of left yourself wide open here for the fact that if we're not careful, Lloyds Bank are going to get a monopoly and all of the benefits and not actually promote the benefits to all of your other customers, which indeed are predominantly SMEs.
Absolutely.
So what I would like, and perhaps we can work together on this, but what I would like to do is to know how companies like yourself, that do have lots of customers in the SME arena, can encourage SMEs on a local basis to get involved.
I think that's an excellent point.